In Simon Tav Tzadi Zayin, Sif Hey, the Mechaber says in Sachar, Amas Hamayim Bakniso Biyotzim Erev Yom Tov, if you have a stream of water and you block it up on both sides so that nothing's able to leave that stream, Mutar Likach Mimena Dagim Biyom Tov, so then on Yom Tov you're able to remove fish, to Havalini Tzodim V'omdim, because it's as though the fish was already captured and as though you had set aside that fish to be used on Yom Tov, so before Yom Tov, so therefore the fish is not Muksa either. The putting the dam up, or the closing up of the water on each side, is considered to be as though you had set these fish aside. The Ramah includes, since the stream is narrow, and therefore the fish aren't able to get out, that's why they're considered to be already trapped. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Sabach and other Achronim who say that if it's wider than 6 Tfachim, then it's Aser, because it's not easy to capture those fish, and grabbing the fish would be capturing them. And when it comes to how long it has to be, many Achronim are Mekil, even if it's long, as long as it's not wide, such that you're able to catch it whenever you want. Even in a case where it's mutter, the Mishnah Berurah says, there are some who are machmir not to trap it using the regular trap that you would use during the week, so that you have a separation between Yontif and the week. Sivav, avazam tanagolim v'yonim shabbayis or shabbachatzar omdim la'achila. If you have a different type of birds or chickens that are normally in the house or in the courtyard that you are going to eat, mutter l'tzudnum v'einan tzirchenzim, and you're allowed to capture those, and you don't need to set them aside. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even if it's from the Rishus HaRabim, even if you have to get a trap, since these are the types of animals that normally return to their cages, so therefore trapping them is not considered to be trapping. This is only, says the Mishnah Berurah, in order to shech them, we matir it mishum simchas yantif. But otherwise, many poskim say that it is prohibited, as we saw in Shin Tazayin, Hilchos Shabbos. These are important rules when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yantif, about trapping, that if an animal is going to return to its cage on its own, that it listens to you, etc., then putting it in its cage is not considered trapping. But if it's an animal that is not so obedient, so that's when getting it into its cage will be considered trapping. That's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim over here, who says that if you bought a new bird and it's not used to your home and it doesn't go into the cage easily, so just like on Shabbos you'd be chayav for trapping it, so too on Yontif you wouldn't be able to trap it, even if it's flying around your house, if it doesn't go into the cage when you tell it to, so then it's going to be a problem. It's going to be trapping if you get it into its cage. The Chai Adam writes that at night, when they're sitting on a beam or something like that, then you'd be able to trap it because they're not able to see easily. They're not going to realize that you're coming, so it's much easier to trap it. Siv Zayin, Shar Kol Chayiv Ov Shem Chusar and Seida, all other animals which are not considered to be trapped yet, Tzarech Lomar Havei Metzuda Unsudenu, that in order to capture it, you need to say, let's go grab it. It's not easily grabbable. Asur l'tzudnun v'litim l'fnei mezonos. You're not allowed to trap it on Yontif, and you're not allowed to put food in front of it. Chol she'ei mechusar in seida, but if it's not considered to be lacking trapping, meaning it was already considered to be trapped in the area that it's in, then mutar l'tzudnun v'litim l'fnei mezonos. You're allowed to trap it, because it's already trapped, and you're allowed to put food in front of it. Sivches, ayel etzisha kinenu bepardes, v'yaldubo afarim, v'adayin him ketanim she'ein shrichim seida. You have a deer, a ram, which is in an enclosed area, and its animals are still small. Utarim below zeman, you're allowed to trap those without setting it aside, because we assume, says the Mishnah Berurah, that istama died ilave, that you're going to want it. V'dafka paris asamach la'ir b'toch shevim ama. This is only if it's within the city, within 70 amos of the city, d'da'ata elayu, because that's what you're aware of, and you know you're planning on using those on Yontif, even if you didn't have it specifically in mind.